Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
4:12 afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, recovering from a wonderful weekend. I hope you had one as well. And I say that because I got a lot of football fix in me this weekend. So,
really?
Got a chance to see some football games, have a bit of that. But, hey, great weekend. Hope you had one as well. Thank you so much for having us on this afternoon. We have so many things to take care of, and we're going to let you know about. First, here's the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Okay, National Hurricane Center model showing Cat 4 Hurricane Aaron with max sustained winds of 130 miles per hour. NAC forecasters still waiting for the gradual turn to the north, possibly by today. Not really sure. We're watching it. Potential coastal impacts in North Carolina are calling for evacuation now. The cone tanks a storm east of Florida. Of growing concern is a tropical wave following on the heels of Hurricane Aaron. The latest NAC tropical advisory had that system moving towards the central Atlantic. If it were to form into a named storm, could become Tropical Storm Ferdinand. But we're watching that storm for you very closely this afternoon.
Number two.
And UWF trustees have set this Friday as the school's first presidential search meeting to replace UWF interim president Manny Diaz Jr. Funk Associates has been hired to conduct the university's presidential search. The Dallas-based firm has worked on more than 400 president and chancellor searches.
Number three.
Okay, Florida says political street messaging must go. Gotta get out of here. FDOT confirms local governments such as Pensacola could jeopardize state funding if city officials do not immediately remove signs with social, political, or ideological messaging. This means the city will have to immediately remove the Black Lives Matter mural on A Street just south of Cervantes.
Mm.
This move was supposed to happen 5 years ago.
Yeah, I think I remember, because I never go around there, but I think I remember the mural being in that area.
And I will frame the story by better late than never, I guess.
I mean, yeah.
That's playing out.
I mean, 5 years ago, my goodness, all right. Just about 4:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see, looking at the roads here, got our usual backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Also got some pretty severe backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. That's actually looking worse than usual. It is passing the on-ramp to get onto I-10, so be on the lookout for that. No confirmation of an accident or anything, though. As for your last major spot, looks like we do have some backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton. As for your weather, 92 degrees, going to be a low of 77 tonight. Slight rainfall chances over the next few days, but hopefully shouldn't develop into much. Tomorrow's high is going to be more on Wednesday, sitting at around 94.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, Pensacola's new curbside recycling program posting early positive results. You see, I like doing stories like this. Nice positive things to talk about. Mayor Reeves saying the city is up to 2,700 households. Good number. 13% of current sanitation collection, or about 42,000 pounds of clean recyclables collected to date. And that's very respectable. Way to go, Pensacola.
Yeah, good for us. And an FHP trooper and a driver were injured in a crash on Highway 29 on Sunday morning. Happened as the trooper was investigating a previous crash near West Roberts Road. FHP says the trooper's patrol vehicle was rear-ended by an SUV driven by 36-year-old DeAndres White. Both the driver and trooper were hurt and taken to the hospital. White now facing charges for driving with a suspended license as a habitual offender. And he was booked on a $7,500 bond.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Royal Caribbean. Vision of the Seas. This is one of the big Omni ships of RCI, big ship. Had to make an unplanned stop in Port Canaveral as Hurricane Aaron traveling throughout the Atlantic here. Matt Treza, he's down at WOFL, our good friends at Fox 35 in Orlando. He's there, right there on the coast with more on the story.
Some passengers were disappointed. We talked to them and asked them about their plans.
I was excited to go to Bermuda for the first time, but Universal should make up for it, hopefully. It's a nice day outside.
It's our first cruise.
It's our first cruise, yeah. So we're overall excited, but Bermuda was an exciting factor of booking this cruise.
Because of this last-minute diversion, they said that they were told 2 or 3 days before getting on the ship that they weren't going to be going to Bermuda as scheduled. They departed on Thursday from Baltimore and instead came here to Central Florida to Port Canaveral, and they said said that Royal Caribbean did give them a list of options that they had of things that they could do, excursions.
And there's controversy in Alachua County after their local school board chair, Sarah Rockwell, made insensitive comments about the passing of late professional wrestler Hulk Hogan last month. You may remember us talking to you about this. Rockwell posted a sarcastic comment on social media asking if Hogan died, then said, good, one less MAGA in the world. That created a firestorm for the Alachua County School Board. And at a recent meeting, a public commenter was nearly removed for insulting Rockwell. The school board amended its public comment rules at a recent meeting and received a refresher course on allowable conduct in meetings and social media.
Yeah, they didn't need to do that. 418 News Radio 92.3. Tourist numbers down in Florida, and blame is being placed on the international business sector. This year, the travel numbers statewide were on the decline, specifically with that international traveler. There were 18,000 fewer tourists in Pensacola this June compared to the same time last year. A report from Visit Florida showing Canadian tourism down about 3% statewide compared to last year, but they're saying that is so minimal, it wasn't even a factor there.
All right. And the Republican Party of Florida and it's pulling some of its merch after a copyright objection from a home improvement franchise. This comes after the announcement of a new immigration facility called the Deport Depot last week. The GOP was selling Deport Depot shirts, hats, coffee mugs, but the design on the merch was very similar to the Home Depot logo. The company reached out to the GOP, and the items have since been removed. A Home Depot spokeswoman told the Washington Post it did not approve use of its branding or logo.
Okay, Broward County Sheriff's deputy shot and killed a man who attacked the deputy after shooting himself in a McDonald's parking lot. Why does this always happen like in a parking lot
My
somewhere?
Goodness.
Well, Fox TV affiliate Channel 7, they're down in Miami, has the latest from Cooper City, Florida.
A Cooper City McDonald's now running smoothly Sunday, but Saturday, markers were on the ground and a body bag was in the center of the parking lot after deputies say a man who shot himself later attacked a deputy who was helping him. The deputy-involved shooting happened at the McDonald's near Griffin Road and North Palm Avenue around noon on Saturday. Some McDonald's employees say the man was outside with his mom in their vehicle. His mother was asking him to calm down. When the deputy arrived to help the injured man is when things took a violent turn. The injured deputy was then put on a stretcher. Both he and the man's mother were taken to a nearby hospital.
It's been another bad migrant driver here in the state. A migrant truck driver has been arrested, faces deportation, as he is accused of attempting to make an illegal U-turn here in the state, resulting in a crash that killed three people. Authorities say he entered the country illegally back in 2018 and obtained a California commercials driver's license. Jonathan Siri has more on the story.
The trucker faces three counts of vehicular homicide in the state of Florida, where he will face rigorous prosecution, according to the state's attorney general, James Uttmeyer.
I can confirm we're not going to deport or let this guy out of our sights until we have convicted him and ensured that he is behind bars for as long as possible, likely the rest of his life. Only then will we hand him over to ICE for deportation, but he's going to serve his time.
Federal authorities say they arrested 28-year-old Harjinder Singh 2 days after he crossed into the U.S. from Mexico, but he was released on a $5,000 immigration bond after he told authorities he was afraid to return to India, his country of origin. Jonathan Siri, Fox News.
All righty, knocking on the door at 421 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you, just like we do every hour on this Monday afternoon edition of News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
The Florida Bright Futures Scholarship isn't just about covering tuition. It can help you pursue your dreams at any Florida State University, community college, or eligible trade school. Whether you want to become a teacher, study engineering, learn a skilled trade, or start your own business, Bright Futures can help you achieve your goals. The best part? It's funded by the Florida Lottery, so when people play, students win. Visit floridabrightfutures.gov to learn more about your options, check your eligibility, and start your application. Your bright future starts here.
This message is brought to you by the Florida Lottery and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Join Don and Dr. Bull from Ashnu Navant Health 65 Plus of a Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. The topic of discussion is preventative needs for the 65 plus. You'll be answering questions and texts about how Ashnu Navant Health 65 Plus can help you, who they are, and where they're located. That's tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
All the news updates within 30 minutes, right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, the Trump administration is alleging Hillary Clinton, while on the campaign trail back in 2016, used her connections to help create the narrative that then president candidate Donald Trump concluded with Russia to win the 2016 election. Florida Congressman Byron Donalds listed out ways he claimed the Clinton campaign abused the government to create a lie.
Financed, obviously, the Steele dossier, but behind the scenes was using the elements of our government, our intelligence community. I also believe the FISA court system to not just spy on the campaign of then candidate Donald Trump, but to undermine the presidency of Donald Trump.
Okay, three major indices mixed at the start of the trading week has kind of wraps our hand around the markets today. Very interesting day. Markets falling in some areas here. Here, let me give it to you. Here's Hillary Barsky.
This week, investors await earnings from major retailers, which will offer a look into the spending habits of consumers and the continued impact of tariffs. Also later in the week, Fed Chair Jerome Powell will deliver a speech at an annual gathering of the world's central bankers in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Shares of United Health rose 1.5% after jumping 12% on Friday. Tech and industrials gained while energy lagged. The Dow winners, United Health Group, Caterpillar, and NVIDIA. The Dow decliners, Boeing, Home Depot, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow down 34 points, the Nasdaq up 7, S&P 500 down a fraction. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price, looking at the weather. Local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Got some backups on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. Also have some developing if you are traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Avalon Boulevard. Last major spots outside of that going to be Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. As for your weather, 92 degrees right now, low of 77. 92 is actually going to be your high tomorrow with some slight rainfall chances. Come Wednesday, we're going to see those rainfall chances lingering with a high of around 94.
Let me get you updated on Hurricane Erin this afternoon. It is expected to make impact up the East Coast throughout the week. Rip currents, big waves, a lot of mess there. Fox Weather's Steve Binder is sitting over in St. Augustine this afternoon and files the latest.
Rough surf and high rip current risk in northern Florida, all up and down the East Coast, as Major Hurricane Aaron continues to strengthen. This is a massive storm, so even though it's hundreds of miles away, the rough surf is likely to last all the way through Thursday. 7 to 10 foot swells are expected in areas like St. Augustine, where they have the red flags already posted. Surfers today getting out and enjoying it, but many people staying outside the water because of that deadly rip current risk. We are looking at this potentially causing some coastal erosion. We did have coastal management out kind of assessing the berms to make sure that they are in place before they have to add more sand throughout the season ahead. We'll be watching as Aaron continues to churn in the western Atlantic. Reporting from St. Augustine, Florida, Steve Bender, Fox Weather.
And more National Guard troops are heading to Washington, D.C. from Republican-led states. The governors of Ohio and South Carolina are sending a combined 350 soldiers to D.C. to assist federal law enforcement. This comes after West Virginia's governor announced he was sending hundreds of troops to D.C. as well. In recent days, President Trump has deployed National Guard troops and federal law enforcement officers to address crime and homelessness in the nation's capital.
Well, the Gulf Coast Amtrak route back in service this afternoon. Very interesting Mobile-New Orleans route. For Florida, well, that's the bad side of that equation. But let me explain to you, or let me let Tanya J. Powers explain just exactly what's going on.
Amtrak passenger train service between New Orleans and Mobile, Alabama, resumes today for the first time since Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast nearly two decades ago. Service along the coast was suspended after Katrina devastated the region in August 2005. The Mardi Gras service offers twice-daily trains with fares starting at just $15 each, with stops in Mississippi including Bay St. Louis, Gulfport, Biloxi, and Pascagoula. The route also offers connections to Amtrak's City of New Orleans train that runs between New Orleans and Chicago via Memphis. Amtrak estimates that the Mardi Gras route will serve about 68,000 passengers per year. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And speaking of means of transportation, a strike by Air Canada flight attendants is having a ripple effect around the globe. Air Canada was forced on Sunday to press pause on its plan to resume limited service after the union representing flight attendants told members to defy a government order to return to work. Industry analysts say about 100,000 people have already seen their flights canceled worldwide.
All right, very interesting. If you're thinking about maybe making that leap, buying a house, selling a house, you're going to need to know the mortgage numbers. First of all, I got them for you. 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.58%. Closing this afternoon, the average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 5.95%.
All right. And teachers from California and New York must now pass a new America First certification test to work in Oklahoma public schools. The certification will assess their understanding of biological gender differences in Oklahoma's history standards. High school history lessons, for example, include claims about the 2020 election and alleged voter fraud. The curriculum also covers the idea that COVID-19 may have come from a lab leak and removes lessons on George Floyd's death and the BLM movement.
All right, it is time for you to make an investment in your future. You ready for this? Well, you ready?
Yeah.
Powerball tonight, $605 million, $273.4 million. That's your cash option heading out the door. Play wisely. Good luck to you. Sports coming up in five on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Ted Lindner. Ukrainian President Zelensky and European allies joining President Trump at the White House today discussing a possible security guarantee. President Trump saying the coalition could be one step closer to solving the issue.
We will come to a resolution today, I think, on almost everything, including probably the security.
The president also saying the guarantee could resemble NATO's Article 5, which allows one member to call upon others for its defense. And Hurricane Aaron not expected to make landfall on the East Coast, but is expected to impact the East Coast throughout the week with life-threatening coastal conditions.
Rough surf and high rip current risk in northern Florida, all up and down the East Coast, as Major Hurricane Aaron continues to strengthen. This is a massive storm, so even though it's hundreds of miles away, the rough surf is likely to last all the way through Thursday.
That's Fox Weather's Steve Bender. The latest advisory has the storm packing 140-mile-an-hour winds. America's listening to Fox News.
Stores for metal. Find a store at metalsupermarkets.com. I didn't have a first-round grade on Jackson Dart as I thought he was a tad overrated at Ole Miss. However, regardless if you think Dart is the next franchise quarterback of the New York Giants or not, the idea of him starting games is at least exciting. Russell Wilson at this stage of his career does nothing for me, and if I were Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, I would start Dart come week one against the Washington Commanders on September 7th. I'm Zach Gell.
When you've got real work to do, metal supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And we cut to size, because just like taxes and BS, we think metal is better when cut. Metal supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store or shop online at metalsupermarkets.com.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
I'm just trying not to go insane. And the city shining so bright. So many dark nights, so many dark days.
Pensacola right now.
I close my eyes and I pray. Oh, I know that they'll be back.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, National Hurricane Center models show Cat 4 Hurricane Aaron with max sustained winds of 130 miles per hour. NHC forecasters are still waiting for the gradual turn to the north, possibly by today. Potential coastal impacts in North Carolina calling for evacuations. The cone takes the storm east of Florida. Of growing concern is a tropical wave following on the heels of Hurricane Aaron. The latest NHC tropical advisory had the system moving toward the central Atlantic. If it were to form into a named storm, it would become Tropical Storm Ferdinand.
Number two.
And Austin, before we go to number two, I just wanted to drop this in. Robert Garcia down in, he's with the National Weather Service in South Florida, filed this report for us this afternoon.
This storm, we're going to have to keep an eye on how it potentially could develop, where it develops, how strong it is, and then if it does interact with the islands, how that goes. It's the only other feature besides Aaron that is outlooked as of this morning, so we'll keep our fingers crossed, but we need to be prepared.
All righty. So the second story we're watching today, UWF trustees have set this Friday as the school's first presidential search meeting to replace UWF interim president Manny Diaz Jr. Funk Associates has been hired to conduct the university's presidential search. The Dallas-based firm has worked on more than 400 president and chancellor searches.
Number three.
Well, Florida says political street messaging must go. FDOT confirms local governments such as Pensacola could jeopardize state funding if city officials do not immediately remove signs with social, political, or ideological messages. This means the city will have to immediately remove the Black Lives Matter mural that's on A Street just south of Cervantes. This move was supposed to happen 5 years ago.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Alrighty, first up here, we do have a suspect being shot and killed in an armed standoff with police in Crestview on Saturday. Officials say it happened after a suspicious vehicle was found at a closed business on Sound Ferndon Boulevard. When officers made contact, they found a suspect with a firearm, and police say they had negotiation teams on site and attempted to convince the suspect to surrender peacefully for several hours. But when the suspect pointed a firearm at an officer, he was shot and killed by police.
Alright, seems as though we're going to get some answers up there in Century. If you remember last Thursday, Town of Century officials finalized the interview process for applicants to become the next city administrator. Ben Boutwell met individually with each member of the council about their applicant choices. He is expected to make his recommendations at the regular council meeting that happens tomorrow.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
First pitch is by third. Reds win. Hayes hammers it down. Suffer a sweep defeat, and they break the Brewers' longest ever in-season winning streak. It dies at 14.
On FanDuel Sports Network Ohio, Cincinnati got a bases-loaded single from Austin Hayes in the bottom of the 10th inning to beat the Brewers 3-2. Milwaukee's first loss since July 30th. The Brewers have still won 17 of their last 18 games and have the best record of the major leagues by 6 games over the American League leading Blue Jays. Milwaukee 8 games on top of the National League Central over the Cubs. The Dodgers beat the Padres Sunday 5-4 to complete a 3-game sweep and move 2 games ahead of San Diego for first place in the NL West. The Padres began the series with a 1-game lead over Los Angeles. In the Sunday night game, the Mets beat the Mariners 7-3. Seattle, a game and a half behind Houston for first place in the AL West. The Mets hold the third and final National League wildcard spot by a game and a half over the Reds. Golf. Scottie Scheffler sank an 82-foot chip shot on the 17th hole at the BMW Championship Sunday to solidify his victory at the BMW, good for a purse of $3.6 million. Scheffler, the first golfer since Tiger Woods 18 years ago to win at least 5 tournaments 2 years in a row. This coming Thursday, the season-ending Tour Championship begins at Eastlake Golf Club in Atlanta. Top 30 golfers in the FedEx standings will compete. $10 million prize to the winner. Sunday night NFL preseason, the Bears busted the Bills 38-0. Saints quarterback Spencer Rattler threw a 20-yard touchdown with 21 seconds left against the Jaguars and then scrambled for a 2-point conversion. New Orleans and Jacksonville finished in the 17-17 tie. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Alrighty, and also going on in the sports world here, former NFL player T.J. Yeldon was arrested in Baldwin County over the weekend. Deputies responded to a home on the 28,000 block of State Highway 181 where Yeldon and a female were in the midst of a domestic dispute when police were called, and the woman involved on the phone with 911 dispatchers had locked herself in a bedroom. When deputies attempted to force entry into the home, Yeldon had unlocked the door and was taken into custody without further incident, but that only came after he reportedly turned off the lights and refused their entry. He now faces charges including third-degree domestic violence, criminal mischief, and interference with a domestic violence emergency call.
Okay, I'm going to drop this in here just for the sake of keeping you abreast of what's happening out there NFL-wise. Cincinnati, Washington tonight, football, Monday night football. You ready for some football?
Oh, yeah.
Me too. We were surprised ESPN is covering that game.
Yeah, that's what they say. They say that they've got it on their channel tonight.
Okay, bad Sunday afternoon for the good guys as Birmingham outscored Pensacola 6-3. Birmingham just put the whooping on Pensacola this week. Mm-hmm. It was not pretty at all. Wahoos now have a 58-55 record in the 25 season. Tomorrow, game one of a 6-game series against Columbus. They're still out there on the road. First pitch will go out at 6:05.
All righty. And Scottie Scheffler adding another victory to his resume after winning the BMW Championship from Caves Valley Golf Club. He won the tournament by 2 strokes after finishing atop the leaderboard at 15 under par. The top golfer in the world now has 18 career tour wins.
Well, a high school girls volleyball team out in California, forfeited a Friday night game against a team believed to include a transgender athlete. Deborah Valentine has more on the report.
California's Riverside Poly High School, in a statement, announced its forfeit against Jurupa Valley High School. The statement read in part, Riverside Poly High School's girls volleyball team will not take the court for tonight's scheduled game against Jurupa Valley High School without giving a reason for the forfeit. Amanda Vickers, a member of the Riverside Unified School District Board, told Fox News Digital she believes the forfeit is in response to Jurupa Valley including trans athlete A.B. Hernandez on its roster. President Donald Trump posted a message on Truth Social suggesting the state not allow the trans athlete to compete. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Well, a Canadian man who went blind over two decades ago can see again thanks to a procedure called tooth and eye surgery. Doctors in Vancouver took out one of Chapman's teeth, put a plastic lens into it, and inserted it into his eye socket. It sounds odd, but the tooth is so hard it decreases the chances of rejecting the lens. Chapman is one of only three people to have undergone the surgery since it was developed in the 60s and says he feels fantastic.
I know you're probably not really in depth with that story, but I hate now. Does he open his mouth up to see? What does he do?
No, the tooth is in his eye socket.
Oh, it's in his eye socket?
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
I don't understand it, but I'm not going to ask questions. If the guy can see, he can see.
You're absolutely right. Texas officials saying the measles outbreak is officially over. Christian Goodwin has more on this pretty positive story.
The Texas Department of State Health Services revealing it's been more than 42 days since any new reported measles case in counties with previous evidence of ongoing transmission, declaring the end of this year's outbreak centered in West Texas. Officials say since January, there have been 762 confirmed cases in the state, noting more than two-thirds of the cases were in children. Two children who were not vaccinated died, adding 99 people were hospitalized. The department's release warns there are still ongoing outbreaks in the U.S., explaining it's likely that there will be additional cases of measles this year in Texas, stressing healthcare providers should continue to be vigilant. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
New survey exploring the popularity of a new weight loss drug like Ozempic. Monica DeLuca has more on the story.
A survey suggests more than 1 in 10 Americans use a GLP-1 drug for weight loss. The RAND survey polled nearly 9,000 adults, finding 12% have used a GLP-1 drug, and another 14% are considering their use, while 74% of respondents say they don't plan on using the drug. Women between 50 and 64 had the highest rate of use, despite suffering side effects such as nausea, diarrhea, or vomiting. The team says their report is the most recent and largest survey to estimate how many Americans have used these drugs. And they note, since 2020, prescriptions for them have more than tripled. House Call for Health, I'm Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
445 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price is looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Compassion International. Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. You can end their wait today. Become a Compassion sponsor and by texting radio to 83393. Let's see what we got here. Not too much going on the roads that you wouldn't normally expect. Got some backups developing. This is going to be on Highway 98. This is just east of Blue Angel Parkway. No confirmation of an accident, but we'll keep an eye on that for you. Also have some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River heading into downtown Milton. But those are your worst looking spots right now. As for your weather, 92 degrees, low of 77 tonight. The next few days are going to have highs sitting anywhere from 91 to 94 degrees with those rainfall chances lingering, but they shouldn't result in much.
Keeping you aware and informed this afternoon, Hurricane Erin continues to become more dangerous, remains in a Cat 4 hurricane status as officials in North Carolina are issuing residents and visitors to evacuate some areas. Fox Weather's Mike Seidel, he's up in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina with the latest.
The Outer Banks of North Carolina is ground zero for the impacts from Hurricane Erin. And even though it will not make a U.S. landfall, these beaches are going to be decimated. Already high surf advisories, along with coastal flood watches up for the Outer Banks. And up and down most of the eastern seaboard, we're going to have rip currents, wave heights here in the surf zone on the Outer Banks, anywhere from 15 to 20 feet as we go into Wednesday and Thursday. Rainfall, not an issue. Winds may gust as high as 50 miles an hour. Again, it's all about what happens to these beautiful beaches. Already a mandatory evacuation underway for Hatteras Island, including Buxton, Rodanthe, and Frisco. In Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, I'm meteorologist Mike Seidel, Fox Weather.
Okay, the Fox Corporation is launching a new streaming service to bring all of its popular brands together. Jeff Manasso has the details.
Fox Corp, our parent company, bringing Fox News, Fox Business, Fox Weather, and other popular TV brands, Fox Sports, the Big Ten Network, Fox Local Stations, and others, all together, integrated on one single platform. Users will have the option of paying $20 monthly or $200 annually, and with the option to bundle Fox One and Fox Nation. Fox Corporation's Executive Chair and CEO Lachlan Murdoch calling Fox One a truly innovative digital offering that'll feature advanced AI-powered personalization technologies that seamlessly integrate live and video on-demand content in a cohesive experience. It launches August 21st. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Trump administration is moving to prevent benefits for some student loan borrowers under the popular Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. According to the U.S. Department of Education, they've issued a notice to halt loan forgiveness under PSLF for employees, quote, of organizations that are undermining national security and American values. Shares of TeraWulf rallied more than 11% today after Google hiked its stake in the data center operator as it funds an expansion of one of its New York facilities. Google will offer up to $1.4 billion, bringing its total to roughly $3.2 billion. Stocks were mixed today as markets cooled off following a hot week as traders eye a speech from Fed Chair Jerome Powell, the Dow falling more than 30 points, the S&P off slightly, and the NASDAQ up by 6. Crude oil futures for September are up there above 63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
448 News Radio 92.3, thinking about maybe doing some traveling up in Canada or so, and you're using Air Canada as your carrier? Better maybe rethink that one. Air Canada travelers can't expect more flight disruptions as the airline's striking flight attendants have ignored a government order to get back to work. Christian Goodwin has more on this story from News Radio 92.3.
Mark Hancock, the national president of the Canadian Union of Public Employees, telling reporters members will remain on the picket lines until Air Canada negotiates on wages, saying if it means folks like me going to jail, then so be it. The union, which represents more than 10,000 cabin crew members at the airline, walking off the job Saturday after months of failed negotiations, defying a return-to-work order by the Canada Industrial Relations Board, which declared the strike unlawful. Air Canada says it has offered flight attendants a 38% wage increase spread out over 4 years. The union pushing back, saying the proposed 8% raise in the first year doesn't go far enough because of inflation. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And MSNBC will soon have a new name. The cable news network will be known as My Source for News, Opinion, and the World, or MS Now. The name change will follow NBC Universal spinning off most of its cable channels like USA, CNBC, E, and Sci-Fi into a new publicly traded company called Versant. MS Now will be separate from NBC News, and in a memo to staff Monday, the CEO of this Versant thing, Mark Lazarus, said that this will give the company the opportunity to chart its own path forward.
Yeah, you betcha. The Defense Department is apparently making progress on a naval ship. Get this one. No sailors.
Ooh.
Here's the definition on this one. Jill Nato has it.
The Department of Defense and its Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, also known as DARPA, have reached a milestone, the christening of the USX-1 Defiant. It's an autonomous ship, meaning no humans are on board. In a DARPA video, program manager Greg Avicola says it's a complex project.
What can you do with a ship design where you don't have the constraints of the people? The other side of the coin, though, is how do you make it reliable? It's hard enough if there are people there to fix it. And really, the only way you can prove that is by giving it a hard test, giving it a test that requires resilience and endurance.
The new ship is 180 feet long. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Ford Motor Company having plans here for a new affordable electric pickup truck. This is interesting. Here's Jeff Manasso.
Ford Motor Company's new affordable electric pickup truck, essentially an electric Maverick that consumers have been calling for, that the company says will cost $30,000. The EV truck, part of a new wave of announcements from Ford, that's also introducing a new universal platform that'll support the EV truck and a fleet of new spin-offs. Ford also changing how vehicles will be made, assembling future models in three parts, the front, the rear, and then the structural battery, using fewer parts, working stations, and faster assembly. Its new affordable EV pickup set for 2027 launch. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines to help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
You hear that? That's Mike sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. That's because Mike was smart this time. He took ZzzQuil Ultra to fall asleep fast, stay asleep longer, and get the deeply restorative sleep he needs. So now he wakes up refreshed and ready to conquer Mondays.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Ultra. Not for colds, just for sleep. Really great sleep. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
I thought I was too old.
I thought I was too young.
I didn't think I had what it takes.
How'd I find the time?
I went into a music store and tried some percussion.
Keyboard, guitar, bass, ukulele.
And before I knew it,
I could actually play a song.
Why make excuses when you can make music?
Just play.
This message brought to you by the NAMM Foundation.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Like no other, really, 'cause, oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader.
Here's Kristen Austin right for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
A cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. She walks like a model. She grants my wishes like a genie in a bottle. Yeah, yeah. 'Cause I'm the wizard of love and I got the magic.
Well, you gotta listen pretty closely to those lyrics to be on the same side of the equation. Okay, 4:55, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, looking at the weather, local traffic together this afternoon.
Yeah, that's what I do. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, not much. Our worst looking spot right now is going to be Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have a little bit of backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound passing the Hurlburt Field area. But those areas are looking relatively pedestrian, at least compared to what we normally see. As for your weather, it's 92 degrees right now, low of 77. Next couple of days are going to have some highs of around 92 to 94 degrees, with those rainfall chances lingering, but they hopefully shouldn't result in much precipitation.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, a pair of vacation tragedies in the Bahamas kind of messing things up. Here's Pam Puso with the story.
Two people have drowned while visiting a private island in the Bahamas that started welcoming guests just weeks ago. Celebration Key is a tourist destination for Carnival cruise ships, and last week, a 74-year-old woman died while swimming in a pool, and a 79-year-old man died while snorkeling at a beach. Both were given CPR by lifeguards but could not be revived. Celebration Key features a 10-story sandcastle, water slides, a basketball court, and an adults-only retreat. It's expected initially to bring more than 2 million guests to Grand Bahama every year. An expansion is already in the works. Pam Pusso, Fox News.
And comedian Conan O'Brien predicting a future evolution of late-night television. O'Brien shared his outlook during his induction into the Television Academy Hall of Fame, and he also celebrated the comics and writers behind the shows. The comedian told the crowd that late-night television, as we've known it since around 1950, is going to disappear, but those voices are not going anywhere. He added that people like Stephen Colbert are too talented and too essential to go away. He expressed optimism that the talents will be able to find a new medium as the landscape of the industry changes.
Weapons continues to scare audiences, winning the battle at the box office. Dara Albinger has the details.
Weapons continuing its run at the top of the box office for a second weekend in a row. The horror film earning another $25 million in theaters in the U.S. and Canada. Freakier Friday, starring Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis, holding on to second place in its second weekend, bringing in $14.5 million domestically. Nobody 2 debuts in third place, earning more than $9 million at North American theaters. Rounding out the top five, The Fantastic Four First Steps takes the fourth spot with $8.8 million domestically, and The Bad Guys 2 finishing in fifth place with $7.5 million. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
And a coroner who conducted the autopsy of Marilyn Monroe, breaking his long silence on the Hollywood star's reported cause of death. Thomas Noguchi, who is now 98 years old, offering his account of what really happened in the new book, L.A. Coroner, Thomas Noguchi and Death in Hollywood. In it, he claims the autopsy was never fully and properly performed. He also admitted evidence quickly went missing and he did not agree with the official ruling of death by suicide. Monroe's death has been the subject of numerous conspiracy theories for decades now.
What is Skibidi? Do you know what that is?
Yes, I do. It's Skibidi, and I'm so sad that this exists, what you're about to
Skibidi,
say.
Skibidi, yeah, okay. Some recent slang terms among the additions to a popular dictionary. Chris Foster has more.
Skibidi is one of more than 6,000 words added to the Cambridge Dictionary. It's defined as a word that can have different meanings, such as cool or bad, or can be used with no real meaning as a joke. Delulu is a play on the word delusional. Tradwife is a shortening of traditional wife, a married mother who cooks, cleans, and posts about it on social media. Brolagarchy combines bro and oligarchy, meaning a small group of men, especially men owning or involved in a technology business, who are extremely rich and powerful and who have or want political influence. Mouse jiggler is a device or piece of software used to make it seem like you're working, but you're really not. Cambridge Dictionary uses a database of more than 2 billion words of written and spoken English to monitor how new words are used, the company says. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Chris, as you emerged into adulthood, and you noticed the young kids and teenagers, the new slang that they had, did you ever think, wow, that's really stupid?
Didn't pay it. Yeah, sure I did.
That's how I feel about the whole Skibidi thing. It is just, it's unbelievable.
What is it again? I wasn't listening.
It became popular through a YouTube series, but it's just a word that people use in various forms, but it's just, it implies that you're mentally 8 years old.
All right. Coming up in about 12, more information. Thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.